Jeffrey, I want to start with you. There's some video of a very young Jeffrey Toobin. I want to take you back to that trial. You're in the courtroom. You sat behind the Goldman family as the verdict was read. What was that moment like?
Well, it was like nothing that ever I've experienced before or since. It aged me, obviously, the going through it. I was stunned. I mean, remember, the jury was out only for one day. And just to lay my cards on the table, I thought then, and I think now, O.J. was completely guilty of killing those two people, and I thought the jury got it wrong. And I was horrified, frankly. And then, to compound the outrage of the day, we saw how the public reacted. We saw the incredible racial divisions, the black folks cheering the verdict, white people appalled, which somehow made the whole experience both more important and more depressing because created a political event.
You were in the courtroom, so you didn't see that. Those of us
who were
watching
later, right?
You know, from their homes, and I was watching in a newsroom, and really took a moment to observe people. And you're right, even in a newsroom, I was working for a local Fox station here in New York, there was a separation of black and white people and what they thought about it. We'll talk more about that. But Carl, I want to get to you because this was another big moment in the trial. You were there at that defense table for that famous moment, that drama when, you know, when O.J. tried on that glove. And then, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. What was that like?
I'll tell you, Don, I've been a lawyer for 34 years. I'm in trial right now. But that is, without question, the most dramatic moment of my life. None of us knew at the moment what was going to happen. The experiment that Chris Darden tried to spring on us in and of itself was a surprise. So I remember sitting just two people away from Mr. Simpson when he first tried on that glove. There's a camera to your right watching everything that was going to be happening then. And I recall Johnny telling us, after having a quick sidebar, they're going to try on the glove so not anyone react. And then I remember O.J. first putting on the nylon latex glove, and after he first tried to put on the actual glove itself, the murder glove, It became clear that it didn't fit. And you saw O.J. holding up his hand and standing up and walking over to the jury. He was then in full actor mode, I suggest.
I was just going to say that was quite a bit of acting,
right? He sure was.
Yeah.